Wake me up, Bubba. Wake me up.
Nikki and DeMello.
Coast FM.
She's back. Hello.
I'm here.
Nikki joins us once again. Welcome.
Thank you.
Did you camp well?
Yeah, it was beautiful down south. Yeah.
Lovely.
Nice and sunny.
I've heard that. I don't remember down south. It's been a while.
Yeah, why don't you go?
Nah, that's all right. Then I'd miss out on this.
You need to sort out your priorities.
Don't worry. I'm constantly reevaluating my life. Don't worry about that. Hey, it's your day today.
Is it?
It is.
Okay.
It's National Nut Day.
Nut Day. Oh,
yeah, that's right.
That was a good one.
So get some nuts in you today.
Okay.
Now, what is a nut? I hear you asking.
No, I didn't ask, but tell me, what is a nut?
Only because we kind of call lots of things nuts that aren't.
Oh, yes, I've heard. It's something about it growing on a tree, isn't it?
Well, that's part of it.
Yeah.
Definitely. Botanically, it is a fruit with a hard shell that you can't eat and a seed, right?
Oh, so you've got to de-shell it. So yes. Does that mean a cashew isn't a nut?
It means technically Brazil nuts, walnuts, pecans and almonds don't qualify. I don't think cashews do either because they grow on top of a fruity thing.
Yeah.
Peanuts definitely aren't nuts because they're part of the roots. They're like a legume.
Oh, but then you de-shell peanuts though.
Yeah, I know, but they grow underground.
Oh, God.
So they are most definitely not that part. They're not the fruit. They're technically rooty bits. Ooh,
they're rooty bits. Well, keep
it
to yourself.
So true nuts, the only two that I can find are chestnuts and hazelnuts.
Oh, right. So today, enjoy chestnuts or hazelnuts. That's it.
My point here is don't let any of that stop you because I'd count a coconut, technically.
Well, yeah, that's a shell,
as fitting
isn't
the bill. Well, it's nutty. And really, in my book too, peanut butter. I'd count that as part of your nut qualifications.
Nutella?
Get them into you. That's all I'm saying.
Anything nutty.
An American mortician is now offering the option of turning the tattoos and obviously also skin of your dearly departed into wall hangings.
That's disgusting. So what, cutting the tattoos off of your...
And then curing it and then framing it.
Rank!
People put ashes in urns on mantles and visit stones with their loved ones' names on them.
Why not grab their
skin? Why not keep their tattoos as a memorial, said Michael Sherwood of Cleveland. And from that chat over a beer, not surprisingly, the Save My Ink Forever service was born.
And people are doing it.
Yeah, they are. By the way, it's not the whole skin that's used, so it's not like those tiger rugs that some people used to have to prove that they were travellers.
Like knitted together.
Back in the day.
I'm imagining pieces of skin knitted.
No, there was a whole one. Like there'd be a head that was like the focus bit on the floor. Yeah, so not like that is my point.
Thank goodness.
How unpleasant would that be?
Yeah.
And apparently the process, they're quite classy. Apparently the process doesn't interfere with traditional viewing or cremation and it's done with the usual standard of dignity and respect, although they draw the line at preserving face and genital tattoos.
Oh. What if they have really bad tattoos, you know? They're really, really bad
ones. It's in the eye of the beholder, isn't it? You know, if you want that up on your wall, you can.
Yeah.
Okay. To me, it sounds like a great way to stop people, you know, dropping in unannounced at least, if nothing else.
So what's that on your wall? Oh, that's my mother's skin.
Oh, really? Is that the time?
Oh, all right. See ya. Tonight, actually, there's a meteor shower coming to town. It's called the Orionid meteor shower. It's taken me a long time to get my tongue around that one. Best time to check it out, midnight, apparently. So this hasn't happened since 1986, and the next time it will appear is 2061. So if you want to see this meteor shower, tonight is the night. Otherwise, you're going to wait, a long time?
Quite a few years.
Yeah. NASA are saying it could produce between 10 and 20 meteors per hour during the peak window, which is from midnight. So they said the best place to see it is obviously away from the city, away from lights. So you have a wide view of the sky as well. And they're saying don't look at your phone while you're watching because the harsh lights,
it does ruin your night vision. Yeah.
So you won't be able to see it properly. So leave your phone. Well, I mean, you don't leave your phone at home, but, you know, don't look at it. And check out the night sky tonight between midnight and 5 a.m. The meteor shower looks awesome.
Cool. The Orionids. if you want to find out more, just watch the sky.
Cast your eyes upwards.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
With our entertainment ingenue, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Yeah. Now, The Masked Singer Australia wrapped up last night on Channel 10 with Cody Simpson taking out the title.
Who would have thought?
I know.
Well, sorry. except Lindsay Lohan.
The only one she's picked all season, and it's an actual celebrity. They must have used up all the budget on Cody Simpson, I think.
Yeah.
And just got everyone else to tag along. Anyway, the Aussie child star was the robot. And he took out the title. Bigger news than that is probably his relationship with Miley Cyrus, to be honest. And she is making headlines as well, admitting in a live video that she's telling fans they don't have to be gay because there are good men out there. Yep, here it is.
This is what she's saying.
There are good men out there, guys. Don't give up. You don't have to be gay. There are good people with out there. You just got to find them. You got to find a I always thought I had to be gay because I just thought like all guys were evil, but it's not true. There are good people out there that just happen to have. I've only ever met one, and he thought I'm just live.
See, that's a problematic statement.
Yeah, let's just leave it at that.
Yeah.
I hope they're happy together. Now. There's a new documentary airing tonight on the Royals, Harry and Meghan, An African Journey. Now, this airs tonight on Channel 10, and it looks like it's going to be pretty explosive with the preview showing Harry admitting to a rift between himself and Will.
Part of this role and part of this job and this family being under the pressure that it's under, inevitably, you know, stuff happens, but... Look, we're brothers. We'll always be brothers. We're certainly on different paths at the moment, but I will always be there for him, and as I know, he'll always be there for me. You know, we don't see each other as much as we used to because we're so busy. But you know, I love him dearly, and you know, the majority of the stuff is probably the majority of stuff is created out of nothing. You know, it's just as I said, as brothers, you know, you have good days, you have bad days.
There's also a bit in there about Meghan dealing with. Being a new mum. So you can check it all out tonight in Harry and Meghan, An African Journey at 7:30 on Channel 10. And Kristen Bell has shared a sneak peek of a new song that's in Frozen 2. It's the new Let It Go.
Okay.
It's called The Next Right Thing.
Just do the next right thing. Take a step. Step again. It is all thing.
Big shoes to fill.
Beautiful. Frozen 2 hits theatres on November 22.
Nikki and Tamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.